Welcome to the virtual summit, Change Your World, so you can change the world. This is Tanya Hoffman, your host. I am the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. I am so excited today to have Katrina So on the line. How are you, Miss Katrina?
I'm good, Tanya. Thank you.
Hey, we've known each other for a while, and every time I hear you speak, I always learn something new and something that makes me go, oh, why didn't I think of that? Or, oh, I need to be doing that better.
Yeah.
And you're just like a wealth of knowledge. So why don't you just take it on from here?
Okay. Well, today we're talking about loving yourself successful, I think. So I'll try to get in as many tips as possible. I actually do have tips. It's funny. The other day I did a recording for one of my clients who's a relationship coach. You wouldn't think I'd share this as a business and marketing coach, but she interviewed me on online dating tips because I've gone. I didn't realize I had a 5-step system for finding your man on through online dating sites. So I thought it was really funny. So I'm talking about loving yourself successful today. That's the book that I wrote, Love Yourself Successful. A woman's step-by-step guide to finally taking charge of your life and designing the business of your dreams. And the reason I wrote the book is because I've been working with women entrepreneurs for quite a number of years already in my business, helping them with their business, their marketing, growing their business, starting their business, and a lot of the like regular thread that was going through a lot of my women's clients was that they had lots of different head trash, right? We all have some sort of head trash. And the head trash that was going through my clients in particular was, I'm not good enough, or I don't know, I'm not worth it. They weren't charging enough for their time. And a lot of times they weren't actually doing the things I was telling them in their marketing to do. And it stemmed from, once we did a little digging, you know, and sometimes you got to go deep, but once we did a little digging, it stemmed from not being happy in their personal lives for one reason or another. So there, you know, over the course of the years, I was really going into that and more in depth with my clients, the ones that needed it. Not everybody, of course. Some people are really happy in their personal lives. But we've all got a little bit of something. So I came up with 4 types of love that I talk about in my book that when and if you need to, and if you focus on those 4 types of love more in your life, in your day-to-day, it can actually help you grow your business and make more money. And let me explain. So my clients were not doing the marketing activities, which, as you know, will increase the leads and the probability that you'll make a sale, and so therefore it increases your bottom line in your pocketbook, right? So in order, though, to do more marketing, you kind of have to be comfortable with yourself or at least know what to do. You have to be motivated, and you have to feel confident and clear on who you are, what you provide, and what your value is to the world. So so these women were not doing the marketing, and so we had to find out why. And one of the reasons I saw that was happening was that they had their own head trash. So they were saying things like, well, I'm fat, or I'm too old, or I'm not as good as this other person that does what I do, or who's going to pay me that? Or they were just saying negative things every day, either saying them, thinking them, or feeling them, and weren't taking care of themselves. They would just dive into the work, and you weren't doing the self-care, like you weren't taking care of your exercise needs or your nutrition needs or your meditation needs or whatever it was that really filled your cup of happiness every day, in my mind. So it's that love for yourself, first and foremost, that we have to look at. When I first started my business, I thought I was all good here. Trust me. I thought I was married. I thought, oh, I'm good. I'm confident. I was outgoing. But I really wasn't. And I didn't really realize I wasn't totally confident. And I had these things, this chat going on in my head until like a few years later when I really had to do some work on it. So, but I could not see that I didn't have all this under control. I thought I was good, right? Now I don't need that. I'm good. So if I would have saw a book that said, love yourself successful, and I'm like, not a problem. I'm there, right? But in turn, looking back on it a couple years later, I was so not there. So just, you know, this may or may not be a topic that you think you need to hear, but you'd be surprised when you really go deep. So the second type of love is love in your environment. Love in your environment. And it's really about looking at the people in your life that you're surrounding yourself. How do you treat yourself? How do people treat you? And who is in your life that is having an impact on your energy? So as a business owner, we have to constantly motivate ourselves every single day to go do the things that we need to do to grow the business. If we don't motivate ourselves, if we don't have the energy or the mental energy to go do that, you know, it's very easy for us to stay home on the couch watching Oprah, right? Or stay in bed and feel sorry for ourselves, or eat that big old thing ice cream in the freezer or whatever, because nobody's watching. Nobody's watching us. So you really have to figure out if there are negative influences in your environment that could be holding you back or affecting your energy and your motivation level. There's usually at least one or two, I call them toxic people, but they're not toxic people in regards to they're horrible people, but they're just not supportive of what you're doing for one reason or the other. And a lot of the clients that I was working with it was their significant other that was this toxic person. And, you know, in looking at it and talking to them, it was just a miscommunication most of the time that, you know, there's an entrepreneur mindset and there's an employee mindset. If you're married to, if you're an entrepreneur, you're out, you know, you're a risk taker more so, you have big ideas, you have this big vision, you want to serve, you want to give back, you want to invest in your business in certain ways. When you are married to a non-entrepreneur, more of an employee mindset, which there's nothing wrong with, but it's just different. If you're married to somebody who has a job and a regular paycheck, you know, it could be somebody in law enforcement, somebody in accounting, somebody in engineering, somebody in any job whatsoever, that person doesn't always understand our decision-making process as an entrepreneur, or why we do certain things, or why we want to do certain things, or why we want to go here and spend $3,000 on a workshop, or why we think we need to do a website. You know, they tell us things like, well, you need to make more money before you can spend the money, or you need to make enough money to go get the website, or they don't understand that it's backwards. So what they're telling us to do is usually backwards of what we really need to do. And because it's hard to articulate as an entrepreneur where it is you're going and your big ideas, sometimes there's just no articulation. So therefore, there's confusion or upset and often divorce. You know, in my case, it was divorce because, I mean, I tried communication, trust me, but my ex-husband didn't really even want to know what it was I was doing, didn't care that I had this huge vision, I don't think he even knows to this day what I do. You know, we've been divorced for, I don't know, 8 years. And so there's toxic people talking to you in your life or surrounding you. So you got to watch out for that and put some space in between you and them, or put a bubble around you so that what they say reflects off and it doesn't get inside, so it slows you down. And it's hard to put that shell. Like if they say, well, why are you doing this? You keep working so hard and you're not making any money. Why don't you just go back and get a job? That's a toxic statement to an entrepreneur. So really look at that in your life and see if there's anybody that you may need to have conversations with or keep your distance from a little bit more in your life, because that affects the success of your business. The third type of love is the love for your big vision and your goals and what you're doing. So love for what you're doing. If you are not doing what you absolutely love to do and are passionate about doing, then stop doing it. There's no reason we need to settle for a job we hate or even a relationship that's not serving us. So I am all about not settling. When I got divorced, it was the best thing I've ever done in my life. Now, I didn't have kids. I had a dog and a cat, so we split that, right? I got the dog, he got the cat. So it was a little bit easier. We didn't have the kids. It still took us 2 years too long to make that decision because it was the security thing, right? I didn't have my own business when I got married. We both had paychecks. And when we got divorced, I had my own business and he had a paycheck. And I was worried. I'm like, oh my God, now I'm really on my own, right? I was really on my own. So I did. I waited 2 years too long. And those are the most unhappy 2 years of my entire life. And I wish I didn't wait that long to do it. I settled and I was scared, and I see this more often than not with people. They're scared to make the change. They're scared of what could happen. You know, more than likely you're not going to go into the poorhouse or go homeless or lose this or lose that, or your kids are going to hate you or whatever. It's not probably going to happen. You're just thinking of, you know, that's not even a worst possible scenario. I mean, there's so many opportunities these days. And if you really focus and know you're meant to do your business and know you're meant to do what it is you're doing, there can be no stopping you. You just have to believe and have faith that it will all work out in the end. And you've got to keep taking those positive action steps towards what you want and surround yourself with supportive people that will help you get there, and help you really empower you and pull you towards your dreams, not push you back or hold you back. So I don't believe in settling. I believe in really going after what you want sooner than later. Okay. The fourth type of love is love and passion with the significant other. And this is, so the toxic person obviously could be this person. However, I run across a lot of clients who are single or divorced as well. And were like me. When I got divorced, I was so unhappy. There was like this big hole in my heart. That I really I'm really built to be in a relationship. And the lack of the relationship for years was hurting my business, because I was fine with myself, right? But I just didn't want to be single. I certainly didn't want to be dating. But so I was unhappy, and it was affecting my business, because I'd be depressed about not having a significant other, so I wouldn't go to the networking event, or I wouldn't make my follow-up calls. I mean, this stuff happens. So whether you're single and looking and want something, you know, I was telling Tanya before we got on this call, I have a great system for online dating, by the way, because I had to do that. I was so busy traveling and working and coaching clients that I didn't really have time to just hang out and meet people locally. So I really had to strategically find the man of my dreams through online dating sites, and I did. And it can be easier, but I had to really think of it like a business. I know it sounds funny, but I had to think about my dating life as a business. So I want to encourage you that if you're alone and looking for somebody, there are ways, and you do need to focus on that. So, I mean, I spent the year that I found the man who I'm with now, who's a man of my dreams, you guys, that year I went all in looking for him. I was on 4 different dating sites. I hired a matchmaking service that year for $6,000. Okay. And I didn't hire a coach that year for my business. I hired a matchmaker, because that's how important it was to me to find that man of my dreams. And I spent probably 20 to 30% of my time dating or searching and following up and anything to do with the dating thing. And then 70% of my time was focused on my business. Seriously, I mean, I was all in, and I found him within 6 months of really going all in. So, if you're married, great. Are you in the perfect marriage for you? If you are, fantastic. I'm so excited for you. But if there's that thing that's like, I mean, we all have the things. Well, he does this, I can get over that, but there are certain things like the negative naysaying and harmful statements, and those you should never settle for, right? We can settle if they put their socks on the floor. We can settle for the fact that they don't always, you know, do their dishes or whatever it is. But any kind of personal characteristic that is not in alignment with your values and personal characteristics, I don't know, you might want to take a look. Okay, I'm not suggesting everybody go out and get divorced. That's not my thing, but don't settle. What if you're 40 now and you think, well, it's okay, it's good enough right now, and I'll wait till the kids leave and then we'll be fine. But you may have 50 years left of your life. You may not die until you're 90 or close to 100. My mom's mother-in-law just died at 99 years old, for God's sakes. What if we live till we're 99 years old? I am not going to live in a horrible, unfulfilling, unpassionate, and unlove-filled relationship for even two more years of my entire life because I knew it was hell. So I'm just encouraging you to focus. If anything that I've been talking about in the last 15 minutes, I know I talked really fast. If anything I've been talking about in the last 15 minutes has resonated with you at all whatsoever, please, please stop and focus on that because it will help you grow your business. Because the happier you are, the more satisfied you are in your personal life, with yourself, with your surroundings and your friends and your significant other, your family, and in what you're doing, the more positive, motivated, and outgoing or aggressive you're going to be in finding the right clients and doing the marketing activities and doing follow-up and sales calls and all of those things that it's going to take to grow your business. You're not going to get held back with being stagnant. Now, I have more stuff to share because I can really talk for hours, but I know I've only got 30 minutes. So first off, before I continue, I want to share with you my 7 steps to attracting great love and big money. And that's whether you're single or not. Trust me, I have a little 7-step system that I created when I wrote the book. So I wrote the book. I actually created the system before I wrote the book. And if you're interested in the process of writing a book or anything, I'd be happy to talk with any of you guys about that. Because I have this whole brand, right? The Jumpstart Your Marketing brand. How does that fit with Love Yourself Successful? And I've been struggling with that for the last couple of years myself. But it does if you think about it in the way that I've been talking about it. So I want to share with you the 7 steps to attaining great love and big money, how to finally have it all, and how I worked that in with the business. But before I do that, I want to make sure I send you to the site to get more information because I don't want to leave you out without resources here. So if any of that stuff resonated with you about the book, go to the book website. There's a page on it in the back end. I'll give it to you, the link, where you can get some free audios and videos of the things I'm talking about and where I talk more in-depthly about the book and how this all goes together with your business. So go to loveyourselfsuccessful.com/free-gifts. That's plural. loveyourselfsuccessful.com/free-gifts. So go there if you want more on that. So 7 steps to attaining great love and big money. This is what I found that was lacking in my life. We want it all, right? I mean, I think we all deserve it all. We want a passionate business, a business that we're passionate about, making lots of money, okay, because we deserve it. It's okay to say that you want to make lots of money. You deserve it. And we're going to help lots of people in the process. But I personally, and I know a lot of my clients and women that I talk with, want great love. We want to love ourselves. We want that love life. We want that really passionate relationship. And so to me, love plus money equals happiness. That's the formula that I came up with in the book, love plus money equals happiness. And actually, since I wrote the book, I've added in health because I've had 2 surgeries in the last year on my body, and they've really taken a toll. And so I realized, I'm missing the health piece. So now it's love plus money plus health equals complete happiness. So hopefully that's helpful for you. So step number 1 is really connecting with yourself. Connecting with yourself is who are you? Identify what's holding you back. What kinds of things do you really need? Like, identifying your needs is so crucial, and that could be in your personal life with your own self-care. It could be needs and boundaries with other people. What do you want? When I did a needs exercise when I was looking for my man, I went through a couple of relationship workshops because I needed to tune myself a little bit better. You know, I was very masculine in my energy, and I needed to create more feminine energy in order to date and find the right guy for me, to be honest. And so I had to really identify the needs that I had for that significant other, who I wanted him to be. And it's not just the list of characteristics. It was like a deep values and characteristic type of list. And there was over 130 things on my list or something like that. If you've never done something like that and really talked out or worked out your needs, oh my God, you really got to do it because you're probably settling somewhere. Seriously, I found that I was. So the second thing is in the seven steps is defining your vision, really figuring out your big why, your purpose. Where do you want to be 5, 10, 20 years from now? The ideal lifestyle you want to have. Write it down. You know, I ask new clients that I work with all the time that question. What do you want to be 10 years from now? What do you want? If money was no object, what would your life look like? Where would you be? What would you be doing? What would you be spending your time doing? How would you be working with people? So define your vision. Step three is create the mindset. Got to have the right mindset, right? A lot of people talk about this. Money mindset. You got to have overcome the limiting beliefs you might have around money, around deserving it, being worth it, and anything else that could be holding you back in regards to mindset. Designing your business model is number four. Designing your business model is number four. There's probably 15 different business models that I teach. And sometimes people choose the wrong business model. And what I mean by a business model is like one-on-one coaching is a business model. Doing teletrainings like this is a business model if you're charging for it, right? If you have a group class, a six-week group course on whatever topic, that is a business model. An annual program is a business model. A live event is a business model. So the ways in which you sell your expertise, your products or services is a business model. So if you have CDs and audios and ebooks and stuff, that's a different type of business model. It's selling products. So just think of all the different business models you could have. A lot of times I talk with people and they can add two or three different types of business models to their mix and make a whole lot of money without even working much harder. They just didn't ever think about it that way. So it's really interesting to find out what people are doing, how much money you really want to make, crunch some numbers around and see what else is possible that can fit the kind of lifestyle and your personality, and really add in some really key business models that you might be missing out on. The fifth step in attaining great love and big money is to jumpstart your marketing. That's what I'm all about, is really getting people to the nitty-gritty of the things you need to do to attract clients, convert them into paying customers, and follow up with them, and keep in touch with them, and get them to buy more and refer business, and all the stuff that has to do with any of that. You know, there's three types of marketing in my mind. It's new business marketing, database marketing, and referral source marketing. You got to do a little bit of all of it in order to be really successful and have a smooth running, lead generating, money making machine. So I know it gets overwhelming. I overwhelm people every single time I talk about marketing and all the things they need to do. But I have systems for almost everything. I make it simple. I tell you what to say, what to send, when to send it, how to send it. If you get that information, it can be really super easy, but you have to reach out and get some help with that usually, because we just aren't born with the gene of knowing all this stuff. So jumpstarting your marketing is step number five. Closing the sale is step number six. Having interactive conversations. You know, a lot of times these days, people won't even spend a couple $100 on your website without talking to you first. So the days of clicking and buying are not really here anymore for most of us. Yes, there's some people who have, you know, a zillion followers that will still click and buy, and have the more well-known people, you'll still click and buy. But for most of us, the unknowns, right? I mean, we still have to talk to people and convince them to buy our $57 product, seriously. So you have to get really good at that interactive sales conversation, online sales talk and wording that goes on your website. It's so crucial. The marketing and the sales are the two most important activities that are the most crucial in your business, yet I see the entrepreneurs focusing the least on in their learning and education. It's very sad. So you must hone those skills. I'm constantly taking new courses and trainings from people to hone my marketing and sales skills, because that's the only thing that's going to grow my business, is if I learn how to do things differently and do more of it. Finally, step number seven is systematize for freedom. Yeah, there's a lot to do here. We got to put systems in place. Your website needs to be the hub of your business. It needs to literally run your business with forms and interactive pages and thank you pages and autoresponders and sign up boxes and videos that drive people to take a certain action. I mean, all of that stuff can help you grow your business without you even spending a single second on somebody, right? So there's systems for follow-up. There's systems for lead generation. There's systems for social media connecting. There's systems for pretty much anything you could do in your business, I see as a system. I'm always looking for ways to save people time or automate and delegate certain things. I have a client that worked with me for an entire year in my mastermind, and by the end of the year, she'd had a six-figure business and had two businesses already running, but she was just too busy. So we really worked on systematizing and automating her marketing and her business. And after that year, we realized she actually went back and calculated it saved her about 8 hours a week for everything we did. So it really, really is important. It allows you then to take vacations, have time off, you know, go to date night or stay home with your kids when they're sick and not work. And it allows you that kind of freedom that we all want. And that's why we got into business. So those are the 7 steps to attaining great love and big money, and really how to finally have it all, and how this love yourself successful stuff goes hand in hand with what you're doing in your business to make more money. So I hope this was helpful for you guys. I'm always willing to be a resource. If you have questions, I'm on Facebook a lot. I'm not really on Twitter and LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter and LinkedIn, but I don't hang out over there. I hang out on Facebook. So you can find me there. I have a couple fan pages. Or go get more information. The loveyourselfsuccessful.com/free-gifts is a free gift page over there. If you want the business stuff, go to jumpstartyourmarketing.com/free-gifts. jumpstartyourmarketing.com/free-gifts. So either one, I'm all about free first, then pay. Come talk to me if you want, and we can have a chat about where you are in your business or your life and figure out how to jumpstart it.
It was fabulous. I told everyone that you were going to be fabulous.
Oh, you know, I could talk for hours and hours and hours and hours. I was looking at the clock the whole time, too, and I'm like, how am I going to get all this in?
Oh, I know. You're like I am. We could talk as long as you need us to talk.
Yeah.
Well, and that's for fun. Everybody, this has been recorded, so if you would like to listen to it again, no worries. Don't freak out.